Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are well. Hey, have you heard about what's happening in Harrisburg today?
I'm in Harrisburg. What do you mean?
Well, we recently found three alligators roaming the streets of Pittsburgh, and they went to the humane folks and they crated them up and sent them to Harrisburg last night.
Wait a minute, what are they taking them to Harrisburg for?
Well, they're on their way to Cape May, New Jersey, which is what most people would like to be doing, going to Cape May to the zoo. But last night
Harrisburg is on the way to Cape May, so okay.
Yeah, and there's one. He's big. He's about 5.5 feet. His name is Chomp.
So, not that I'm asking for any self-interested reason, but what time do you expect him to come close to my office so I can lock up?
Governor, take a listen to Mark McGowan, who, as it turns out, is the owner of Chomp, who, after Chomp left town with the humane folks, he came forward last night and says he wants his gator back. Listen to his description of his friendly alligator.
I can lay on the cot and he lays with me. There's hundreds of people that are going to see this that know Chomp, that hold him, kiss him, take pictures with him. He's harmless.
You know the old question, does the alligator know that?
that's a great question.
That's a very valid point. Yeah, what does the alligator eat? Yeah. Anything he wants?
I would say
there are probably some things that are more dangerous in Harrisburg than an alligator.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
All right, so here's a real question. The Lieutenant Governor's mansion, there's a lot of talk now since John Fetterman doesn't live there and has no desire to, and since Pennsylvania is the only state in the country that even has a Lieutenant Governor's mansion, there's a move in the legislature to sell it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Lieutenant Governor doesn't want to live. I think he and the second lady, Giselle, are trying to figure out ways to make use of it to help the community, like the swimming pool and stuff like that. But it's not like the governor's. My wife and I don't live in the governor's residence either. But it's open as a, you know, people come through it all the time. It's actually probably more easy. We entertain there all the time. Just had a bipartisan picnic basically last night there. So it's a really nice place. The Lieutenant Governor's residence does not get used that much like that, and so I think it's a good question. And I haven't talked to the Lieutenant Governor about it, but neither he nor the Second Lady certainly want to use it personally. So I imagine everything's on the table there.
Yeah,
I haven't seen exactly what the proposal is, but you're right. It's an underutilized facility.
Could be a fundraising effort for the state and some kind of live auction. Speaking of the Lieutenant Governor, he's completed the listening sessions around the state in all counties about the potential for a future of recreational marijuana in the state. We know Jersey's very close, New York, the same. What's the feedback that you've been hearing?
Well, actually, I'm not sure how close New Jersey and New York are. From the top down, they both tried it, and I think both didn't bring it across the finish line. And in contrast to what the Lieutenant Governor did and is doing was go around the state on his listening tour. He's now compiling the report. It hasn't been finished yet, and we'll have a conversation about that. But the effort was to say, okay, what did the people of Pennsylvania want? And this was a start as a way to get to do that, which is very different from what, as I understand it, what New Jersey and New York were doing. And I'm hoping that whatever comes out of this will be the will of the people of Pennsylvania.
Governor, another issue that has certainly been, every time it rains, it becomes more of an issue, is infrastructure and landslides and everything else that is going on, not to mention the fact that the roads are, in great need. Is there any avenue looking forward to get more money into infrastructure and rebuilding?
Okay, let me just start by thanking you for asking me that question. That's a very nice question.
Okay.
Because, as you know, I've been going around the state proposing my Restore Pennsylvania plan, which would use a common sense severance tax on top of the impact fee, and the combination would be well less than what places like Texas are charging right now. And it would be used to, would go to local efforts to invest in infrastructure. There's a lot of need out there and a lot of opportunity. I mean, from issues of flood mitigation to broadband access to blight. I was in Greensburg last week and Sharon and every third class city in the state, and not to mention Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Scranton, they all suffer from issues of blight. Older schools, buildings across the state have problems with asbestos and mold and lead paint. So there is a lot of need for infrastructure. The landslides out west last year show that. The floods in Connellsville, floods in York County, Bradford County, Schuylkill County, all across the state. Pennsylvania has a need, and it's not just, a couple million here, a couple million there. It's billions of dollars. So what I'm proposing would be, $4.5 billion. Who knows how much that could leverage in terms of local, private, even federal support. But that's the kind of, that's the magnitude we have to be talking about to actually address the issues that have been building up over the years. Again, a lot of need, a lot of opportunity at the local level. But what everybody lacks is the financial support, and that's what I'm proposing with Restore Pennsylvania. So thanks again for asking the question.
But is there any movement in the legislature to get that impact fee?
The legislature, both the House and the Senate, the bill was introduced, and it takes 102 votes to have a majority in the House. There were 99 sponsors, co-sponsors on the House bill, and it takes 26 votes to get something passed in the Senate. There were 25 co-sponsors. I mean, it's bipartisan. So there is real interest in, and the local, at the local level, it's everybody recognizes the needs, and that every community has its own ideas about what it needs to make its community better, and that's great. So this is something, what they all need is not ideas. There are plenty of those. What they need is money, and this is an opportunity for Pennsylvania to provide the money to the local areas to make sure that they can do what they know they need to do to make their communities better. And it's different for all across the state, but it's basically, you want landslides to continue, then don't invest in infrastructure. We need to invest. We need to prevent those things from happening. And when they do happen, despite our best efforts, we need to make sure that we have the ability to respond really quickly. Right now, Pennsylvania does not have that ability. So this is something that I think I separated it on purpose from the budget. It's separate from the budget. I'm trying to keep it like this is not a political thing. This is not money that's going to be sort of mixed in with the general fund. This is something that goes pure and simple to help local communities make the investments they know they need to make.
Governor Tom Wolf, Anadyrsk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, as always, thank you, and look out for the Gators in Harrisburg today.
I am going to be looking out, on the lookout.
All right, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.